White Aryan Resistance calling. White Aryan Resistance calling. This is White Aryan Resistance calling. This is Terrible Tommy, Tom Metzger, right here in the bunker. Right here on the February the, what is it? The 7th, 2015. Hey, and it's a beautiful day here. Sunshine, warming up. Snow's melting all over the place. I was standing by my back door in the bunker, and I heard a crash. I thought somebody had fired a howitzer into the back of the house, and I had an eaves trough fill up with water and snow and ice and got so heavy it fell off the house. It sounded like a whole damn place was falling down. Well, that was scary, man. I hadn't been to town for 2 or 3 days, and the snow was about 2.5 feet banked up in front of my truck and around the sides, and I thought, I don't know where I'm going to get out of here. Boy, she started up that good old Dodge Caravan of mine. I love it. Front wheel drive, boy, it crawled right through that snow. So anyhow, I got out and went to town and did my thing. You know, I got a motto around here, and that is, don't go to town unless you really have to. Because when you go to town, you spend money. You notice that? Whenever you go downtown, you spend money. So the more you stay away from town, the more money you're going to have in your pocket. Remember that from old Terrible Tommy. Well, I'm going to rely on the audio today because I got this bad arm. I can't hardly do any typewriting. Luckily, I've got this speech to print. Program. Boy, that helps out, I'll tell you. You should have that if you do any kind of email and web work at all. And so we'll just forget about that gimpy right arm. And I had a trip planned to go hunting, but I'm not going to go now. We postponed that. So I'll probably be doing the shows all this week. Merchandise was going to be doing the shows while I was gone, but I've left her off the hook, so here I is. Now, I sent you guys out yesterday a copy of an article, a big long article from, BizWiz or something like that, about Lone Wolf, two sides of the story. They're going on and on and on about Lone Wolf. it's funny because one side saying any single person that does anything is a lone wolf. Well, technically, that's true. But when it comes to us, we ain't those lone wolves, man. We're our own lone wolves. And our people are training themselves for any eventuality. They're taking care of their own self, their family. They're taking care of their jobs and their kids and everything like that. And someday, if we have to go to war, well, we'll go to war, and each person will have to decide that themselves. But this idea that racial lone wolves are constructed to go out on the street and do in people of other races or even their own race is ridiculous. That never was in the cards at all. It was defensive. I've always said defensive is fine, but going out and popping people. See these guys in some of these other groups, you know, membership groups actually, but they spin off into what you could call a loosely call a lone wolf. Then they go out and shoot a person or two or three persons or several persons. That's not what I'm into. And I hope none of you lone wolves out there are into that either. Remember the guy that went out there, the skinhead, and shot up the Sikhs? That's not our bag. And these guys that go around shooting a Negro on the street or something like that, that's not us. So you'll know right away when these single deals happen that don't make any sense and don't do us any good at all happen, it's not T.T.'s lone wolves. T.T.'s lone wolves are high-bred and high-caste, man. They're not going to go to war unless it's a real war, and they're not going to go to war with the common people. It's going to be the bastards that will be oppressing us more and more. But that's not going to go now because there's nothing you can do. I mean, there's nothing you can do, one person, to turn it around. And there's not any one particular target that you could pick out that would change anything. We just have to wait. And in the meantime, they never give lone wolves, or at least our lone wolves, credit for being educating ourselves, training ourselves, lone wolf in business, lone wolf in the community, lone wolf here and there. The lone wolf moves throughout the woods and throughout the forest, but he's not the forest. He's not a tree. I can move within the circles of a community as a lone wolf, gathering what I think is important information and like that. But I think a lot of the big shots in the government and all that, they know that, but they have to keep up this bullshit. Oh my God, lone wolves. And then they try to put my name in with those people. I'm embarrassed when they accuse our lone wolves of doing crazy shit. You know, we're not Glenn Millers, and we're not these guys that walk into a church and blow people away and that kind of stuff. But they're going to keep that crap going. The article I sent you out, there was one guy that did write an objection to the way they were handling it, and he was pretty correct. So I sent him back a note and said, thank you. Righto. We are the cream of the crop. We are the wolverines. We're not crazy people. I know the ATF, I think they were quite shocked when they found out that after raiding my house, I only had about 4 guns. And none of them have been fired for a long time. I'm afraid to open up a couple of them. They probably have some rust in them. So, you know, they just don't understand, man. They believe in the press. Believe in their reading their own stuff and their own police articles and all that. Oh my God, you're going to be attacked at any time by one of those crazy white Aryan resistance lone wolves. They're everywhere, you know. And I'm not a gun maniac, never have been a gun maniac, and I don't like the NRA, and I'm not stockpiling guns all over the place. If it comes time for a guerrilla warfare in this country, believe me, there's plenty of guns around if you need them. Yes, there are. But anything gets me is all these right-wing militia types, or even regular citizens. They got guns all over the house, and usually they end up shooting each other. I think that we would do better if a whole lot of our own white people are disarmed, because I don't trust them to shoot the right people when the time comes. And if the time comes, speaking of the devil, I see that Homeland Security is begging for money. They got till today, it was yesterday or so, to come up with the money. They don't have any money in their budget to come around and snoop about you and see if they can raid you and go to a FISA court and get some kind of a arrest warrant or search warrant, you know, in a FISA court, where nobody knows what's going on but the judges and the federal people. So I hope they don't get their money, but they will. They will. You know, I'm afraid to tell the NAACP that they can't count. You know, Black History Month, seems like it goes all year long, was in January. Now they're still advertising Black History Month in February. Probably next year it'll be Black History in March. But the way they push blacks all the time anyhow, every month seems to be Black History, Black this, Black that, Black movie star month, everything, you know. They'll never quit. Yeah, now they're coming up on the February 21st. It's the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Brother Malcolm. It's still painful to reflect on what was taking place from black folks on that cold, sunny Sunday in 1965, when the black Ku Klux Klan struck again and killed Brother Malcolm. I don't recall any white people being arrested. I think the black man is the black man's worst enemy sometimes, don't you? I know what the big thing that the blacks are celebrating now is how many white women they can screw to turn out little new soldiers in their mulatto army. That's what they're up to, man. They're everywhere, boy, and all these white women going along with it. Whoa, got to be a day of reckoning sometime. Well, let's get back into the lone wolf deal here. I got this stuff that's going all over the internet. Here's an article here, and I'm going to read it to you because I sent it to you, but a lot of times I don't think you get around to reading them. Why the cure will be worse than the disease. The shadow of a new threat seems to be darkening the national security landscape. The lone wolf terrorist. Well, you know, I don't use the word terrorist because that's such a media hype word. The governments love it. It's all unconventional warfare. There is no such thing as a terrorist. It's unconventional warfare. Soldiers, lone wolves, or whatever. It could be a group or whatever, but that's too mild for them. They got to have the word terrorist on every terrorist. I think the biggest terrorists in the world are right there in Washington, D.C., in the Pentagon and Wall Street. They're the ones that do most of the killing. They kill by the tens of thousands. The only lone wolves I've seen around, no matter what their persuasion is, maybe kill one or two or three or four, definitely under 10. Even a black Ku Klux Klan do not kill that many people that the so-called government of the United States kills. And, of course, all their lackeys around the world in England and Germany and France and so forth. Quote, the lone wolf is a new nightmare, quote. That's not true. Throughout history, there's been so-called lone wolf activists. Some of them have been violent and some not. Anyhow, wrote the Washington Post columnist Charles Krauthammer recently. You know, that's the guy who looks like Frankenstein on television. A big Fox News guy. Yeah, one of the Fox News whores. And the conservative pundit wasn't alone in thinking so. Quote, I really see lone wolves as being a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State or the Al-Qaeda franchises, unquote. Well, obviously, because you can't control them. See, all these others are controlled by the same shady people that actually promote them and arm them and everything else. They go from one to the other. None of these groups, so-called Islamics, start without U.S. funding. Scott Stewart, Vice President of Tactical Analysis at the global intelligence and advisory firm Stratfor, told Vice News, who in the hell is Vice News? Similarly, in the aftermath of the Paris terrorist attacks, appeared on Meet the Press, Attorney General Eric Holder said, boy, you can take that to the bank, quote, the thing that I think keeps me up most at night is this concern over the lone wolf who goes undetected, unquote. Well, he wouldn't be much of a lone wolf if he was detectable. Eric Holder stays up night worrying about it. Bullshit. He's drinking his good scotch and screwing the women and all that stuff. And pretending to be attorney general. He stays up all night worrying about the lone wolves. How many lone wolves of any kind of it? Attacked anybody in this country in the last 10-15 years. They could have their convention in the telephone booth. And then to somehow include the racial so-called lone wolves into the whole batch, that's even a much, 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 much smaller group. And those lone wolves, most of them are spin-offs from right-wing groups that don't really understand what an intelligent, clever lone wolf should do. I mean, these guys that go out, like I said, and shoot up a Sikh temple, how in the hell that gonna, what's that doing to help the white race? How's that gonna win the war for the white race? Nothing to do with it. These are just guys that are, wolves are smart. Wolves are clever. Wolves don't do stupid stuff. Like, I can't think of anything right offhand, but if a lone wolf, actual wolf, went out and did something to hurt his own hunting ground, something that would be crazy for a wolf to do. That's what these right-wing spin-off so-called lone wolves, that's what they do. And they, I don't know how they get in their warped mind that blowing away somebody that's just walking down the street or looks a little funny, how that's going to change anything. You may not like it. You may not care. You don't like it, but what the hell? If you went out and went crazy over everything you don't like, you wouldn't last long. And they don't last long. So they're not clever, they're not smart, and they're not really what a lone wolf should be. You can multiply such statements many times over. There's only one problem with the rising crescendo of alarm about lone wolves. Most of it simply isn't true. There's nothing new about the threat, and the concept is notoriously unreliable. Well, it depends on how you look at things. It's unreliable as you look at an organization and how a tight-knit organization would act. But as an individual, they can be notoriously unreliable or notoriously effective. These days, lone wolf has largely become a stand-in for Islamic terrorists. There you go again, terrorists, unconventional warfare people. Though the category itself is not bound to any specific ideological type. Worst of all, its recent highlighting paves the way for the heightening of abusive and counterproductive police and national security practices. Well, that's surely true, including the infiltration of minority and activist communities and elaborate sting operations that ensnare the vulnerable. Yes, they do that all the time. In addition, the categorization of such solitary individuals as terrorists, supposedly driven by ideology, left or right, or middle, or Republican, or Democrat, and, you know, they always say left or right, secular or religious. Well, there's far more unconventional warfare being perpetrated by religious fanatics than any racial fanatic or any fanatic Republican or Democrat. Often obscures multiple other factors that may actually cause them to engage in violence. That's true. I mean, if you accuse people enough and follow them around enough and try to set them up enough, they might, just like a domestic dog, might turn into a wolf. They might say, well, screw it. They're never going to leave me alone anyhow. They're going to get me. I might as well go out in a flame of glory, like Glenn Miller. Only I'd think they'd have better targets than that. Your own people. Like all violent crime, individual terrorism, unconventional warfare, represents a genuine risk. Just an exceedingly rare and minimal one. It's not the sort of thing that the government should be able to build a whole new intrusive surveillance program on or use as an excuse for sending in agents to infiltrate communities. Well, don't you understand? That's the name of the game. It's money. They make fortunes out of Homeland Security and all this shit. They want it that way. And they want to have a couple of people once in a while do something weird. Then they can go to Congress and say, we need more money. The place is full of terrorists. It's amazing a lot more people don't see that stupidity. we need more tanks for the American Legion. Need more machine guns for the fire department. Because they're everywhere, these lone wolves. I wish they were everywhere, at least our kind of lone wolves. National programs now being set up to combat lone wolf unconventional warfare have a way of widely exaggerating its prevalence and dangers, and in the end are only likely to exacerbate the problem. Well, you got it right there. You keep sticking pins in the, sticking a stick in an animal in a zoo through the bars, and if he ever gets out of there, he's going to kill you, or try to eat you. For Americans to concede more of their civil liberties in return, well, you don't have civil liberties. You don't have rights. You have privileges granted to you by the ruling class, whoever that may be, while you're dutiful citizens and pay your taxes and do everything the government wants you to do. But you have no real civil liberties. They could take whatever you think you have, they could take away any day of the week. Anyhow, for Americans to concede more of their civil liberties in return for security against lone wolves wouldn't be a trade. It would be a fraud. Well, of course it would be. Like I said, how many people around the United States each year are hurt or killed by a so-called lone wolf of any stripe? Racial, religious, whatever. Not that many. Not enough to lose your so-called liberty in this big penitentiary we all live in. We're all in the big prison here. That's what I tell my friends who may have landed in prison. I said, you're in the little prison. We're in the big prison. The literature on both terrorism and lone wolves should be approached with a healthy degree of skepticism. Well, they never come around and ask me. They talk about it all day long, all night long. But here's a guy who promotes lone wolfism. They never come around and talk to me. They never call me, ask me what I think. To this, there is a little consensus on what exactly terrorism is, that's for sure, because it's just a buzzword like neo-Nazi, meaningless words that the media dream up. The same is true of lone wolf variety. In the media and in recent academic studies, what separates the lone wolf terrorist, the lone wolf unconventional warfare trooper, from the phenomenon in general is the perpetrator. Lone wolves are, by definition, solitary individuals. Almost always men, and they might as well put it in, almost always white men, often with mental health problems. See, if you want to operate on your own and be a private citizen, they automatically think that they want to say you got mental health problems, because you don't want to join everything. You don't want to do it like everybody else does it, but you like to be ready in case it has to be. But you're insane. These are the people that are dropping thousands of pounds of bombs and rockets on people all over the world, murdering women and children, giving guns and all kinds of weapons to crazy-ass niggers in Africa, so they can go out and kill 1,000 people at a time. They don't have any mental health problems. Only you have mental health problems. At least in some fashion, they are spurred on by belief. Researcher Michael Becker defines it this way, quote, ideologically driven violence or attempted violence perpetrated by an individual who plans and executes an attack in the absence of collaboration with other individuals or groups. Now, why in the hell do you take so many words to say something simple? It's just lone individual. You don't have to say lone wolf. Say lone individual. Yeah. Anybody has total control over their own actions. And within reason, they can do anything they wish to do. They're not guaranteed it's going to work. It may fail. They may get a bullet in their head, but they can do it. You can walk out of the front of your house tomorrow and do something really horrible. And by the time anything happens, the cops are all there and you're either dead by your own hand or they kill you. So they can't stop individuals. Individuals cannot be stopped. Now, individuals cannot solve all the problems of a corrupt and criminal government. But also, on the other hand, if they want to, they can do whatever they want. They say, you can't do that. Of course you can, but you got to pay the price. Perpetrated by an individual, wait a minute, although you wouldn't know it at the moment in America, the motivation for such attacks can run the gamut from religiously inspired anti-abortion beliefs to white supremacism. I knew they'd get to that. From animal rights to an Al-Qaeda inspired worldview. Well, what about a radical Republican or a nutball Democrat? Or Obama, who is droning hundreds of people around the world, more than Bush even did. What about a Catholic terrorist? What about a Protestant terrorist? What about a kike terrorist? There's been plenty of those. I knew Irv Rubin. He went pretty good. He did a couple of jobs out west he never paid for. Alex O'Day was bumped off by Irv Rubin and his friends, or they were connected to somebody else who did. There's all kinds of religious fanatics doing stuff all the time, and they burn down churches. You realize how much, if you watch any of this real TV, that how many killers emerge from the churches? Either guys killing their wives, or wives killing their husbands, or, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of terrorism in the churches against each other. Or the preachers screwing all the little kids and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, it's not just, now I don't know, they say white supremacism. I've really never promoted too much the idea of white supremacism. I'm not ashamed of it, and I like the idea of whites being on top. Sorry, Mr. Black, I like that. But to talk about violence by lone wolves or anybody, white supremacists in this country is nothing. There's no hardly any of it going on. Some guys might say, that's the problem, Metzger. So anyhow, it's just a false flag thing that they put up there to scare the public, or try to scare them. I don't think the public even gives a shit anymore. Last night, a football game in Egypt, 25 people, at least 25 people were killed over a football game. And a few years ago, it was 71 Egyptians got bumped off in a football game thing. They weren't lone wolves, they were just a mob. And down in South America, that's happened too. What about the Hulus and the Tutsis? They killed thousands of people. Herded them into a football stadium and killed them all. I guess that's more respectable than a lone wolf. In the media and in recent academic studies, what separates the lone wolf terrorist, unconventional warfare guy or gal, from the phenomenon in general is the perpetrator. Lone wolves are, by definition, now, see, this guy knows all about it. What does he know about it? How does he know it? Where did he read it? Where did he come up with this shit? Lone wolves are, by definition, solitary individuals, almost always. Well, I read that before. Quit reading stuff over again. Okay, I'll catch up with myself here. According to the literature, lone wolves are unique in the annals of terrorism or unconventional warfare. because of the solitariness which they plan and carry out their acts. Well, how would an individual plan and carry out an act? He's an individual. He has to plan it as an individual. I mean, what's the big deal? You know, these guys are so funny. These intellectual snobs and experts. I hear so-called terrorism experts all the time on Fox News. I laugh my ass off at those guys when they don't realize that the Fox News is the biggest perpetrator and supporter of crimes against humanity of any TV stations out there. They lack peer or group pressure, and their crimes are conceived and executed without assistance. Duh, of course. That's what you call them, lone wolf. It's ridiculous. You got to explain all this bullshit in this sophomoric language to people. In this way, they bear a strong resemblance to the individual school shooters and rampage killers that Americans are already so used to. Well, yeah, they can. An individual, unconventional warfare guy, for whatever reason, could target anything. Of course. But you want to make that the big deal? Or they could just be people like many of our friendly lone wolves are burrowing into the system. They're in all kinds of occupations. You know, military, cops, science, universities. And they're not out there shooting up schools. What would be the reason for a racial lone wolf to shoot up a school or something crazy like that? It don't even make sense. But that's what, they don't care. They just put it out there to get people all. And if you end up being a political activist and they get a hold of you, they're going to parade all that shit before the jury. Say, oh my God. One practical reason many such individuals act alone, according to researchers, is fear of detection. Well, of course, fear of detection. Nobody wants to get caught if they, no matter what. Even if they're cheating on their high school test, they don't want to get caught. According to researchers, is a fear of detection. No, the concern for detection. They don't want to be detected. They may not have a lot of fear about it, but they, anyhow, in the laws for the lone wolf, Watt supremacist Tom Metzger wrote, you know, we've got so much more material on this subject, and they took one paragraph out. I wrote, he says, quote, the less any outsider knows, the safer and more successful you will be. Well, I believe that in anything, in your business, in your social life, in many areas of your life, the less any outsider knows, the safer and more successful you'll be. Keep your mouth shut and your ears open. Well, a lot of people do that in business and other areas of society. That's good. The more you keep your mouth shut in life, especially around the sheep, the better off you're going to be. Even I slip on that sometimes. Never truly admit to anything. Well, of course not. Well, these guys are idiots who write this stuff. Never truly admit to anything. Well, that's a broad swath, man. Anything. Yeah. Before 9/11, lone wolf terrorism in America was overwhelmingly a right-wing affair. You see, their assumption is I'm a right-winger. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Ask me a series of questions about my positions, and you'll find out I'm not a right-winger. But they don't care. They want it to be right. Everything's got to be right-wing. If it has any racial or nationalist tinge to it at all. In Europe, everybody has to be far right. Far right. Can't be just right. Got to be far right. Oh, these guys make me laugh. This isn't to say that individuals who commit political violence don't talk to anyone before they attack. No, they probably talked to a bus driver or a taxi driver, or talked to the clerk down at the 7-Eleven, talked to people at the bar maybe, talked to their wives and kids. Recent research into 119 lone actor terrorists. Now they got lone actor, not lone wolf. In the United States and Europe, who were either convicted of such a crime or died during it, finds that they often express their extremist beliefs, grievances, and sometimes their violent intentions to others. And they may be correct. It could be correct. They infer that they don't know what they're talking about. Mostly friends, family, on outline or outlying communities. That's why you need the book Snitch Culture by Adam Parfrey, I believe. This country is being turned into a snitch culture. Everybody rats out everybody else. At least the blacks try to keep it down, the ratting on each other, better than white people, that's for sure. That's another reason to be a lone wolf. The good news should be that family, friends, and colleagues might be able to help prevent those close to them from engaging in political violence if, as a society, we were to adopt strategies that built trust of law enforcement. Trust in law enforcement. They're losing their trustworthiness by the day. Too bad, because there are good cops, there are honest cops, there are cops that are obviously, we've got some friends, but a lot of them aren't. They're thugs, and they push people around, and they goad people into violence. Okay, building trust in law enforcement in the particularly affected communities, rather than fear and suspicious. Now, you know he wants to say Negro communities or Chicano communities, but he's afraid to be called a racist. That's one thing. The correct speech has got these guys where they can't say anything. Or they, of course they can say it. I say whatever I believe. Whatever I think I believe or I do believe, I say it. You don't like it? Well, you can argue with me. You can get pissed off at me, but otherwise, kiss my white ass, because I would never be like a slave to where I can't speak. And if speaking causes me problems like it did in Portland, Oregon, that was all that was about, was my propaganda, my newspaper, and all that stuff. It wasn't really about encouraging somebody to go out and find some dumb darky and kill him, that's for sure. Okay, on the other hand, methods that the police and national security state, in other words, the police state, seem to be exploring to deal with the issue, like trying to determine what kind of individuals will join terrorist groups or unconventional warfare groups, or profiling lone wolves, won't work. Of course it won't work. You can profile all these people that go down there to Stormfront and VNN and get on their list, talk about everything they believe back and forth to people they don't even know who they're talking to, probably talking to the Federal Bureau of Integration. They can do that. They profile most of these guys. They think they're hiding behind a kooky email name, like anglosaxonkillermurderguy.com. They can find out who you are. The reasons individuals join terrorist groups, unconventional warfare groups. Well, I don't even give the right wing the credit of being an unconventional warfare group. They're just a eat meat and retreat and sewing circles outfit. Even the best of, even their intellectuals at the top, they just yap, 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 yap. The reasons individuals join terrorist groups are notoriously complex. Well, could be complex, but I don't think most of the time it is. I like these guys over the Islamics that are raising hell in France. Like I said before, most of the time they're grandchildren of people from Afghanistan and any of those countries down there that we've been blowing the shit out of for years. And they managed, their father or whatever, managed to get them up to France, get them out into safety. And, but then after a few years, the wars keep going on and on and on, and they start thinking, they start reading, and they start getting a little so-called propaganda, which is probably truth. When the government don't like it, it's propaganda. And they say, shit, those are my people down there. They've been killing them by the thousands. They've been bombing them by the thousands. They've been butchering them. They've been droning them. They've been doing all these horrible things to them. And they start thinking with their blood. And they say, well, those fuckers, I'm going to do something about it. And they go out and do something. It's as simple as that. And somebody, too, along the way may remind them of everything that's been done to their people, like one of these imams or something. And all of a sudden, the guy says, well, that's bullshit. I'm going to fight for my ancestors and my blood. After reviewing those 119 lone wolf cases, for example, the researchers concluded, quote, there is no uniform profile of a lone actor terrorist, unquote. Well, of course not. People are as different as day and night. Everybody's different. But if a person decides to become a lone wolf, it's not a big decision. And there's no profile. If I used to tell them, even when I ran a Klan, I said, you could take 25 of Klan members here in the state of California and put them on a stage side by side and ask, what group do you think they belong to and what's their ideology? And they wouldn't be able to tell you. Most of them would never get it because they come in all sizes, fat, skinny, beautiful, homely, you name it. Lone wolves are that way too, just like in society. Every individual is a little different. Yeah. Even if a profile were to emerge, they added, it would be essentially worthless, unquote. The use of such a profile would be unwarranted because many more people who do not engage in lone wolf, lone actor, unconventional warfare would share these characteristics while others might not, but would still engage in lone actor unconventional warfare. See, I told you what lone wolf is the only way to go, at least at this time. There's nothing else will work. But they want to make it, you know, like if one person goes out and shoots up the town, well, there, all those lone wolves are poised to do that. Well, that's why I say the average lone wolf is way above average. He's not doing something stupid. As a group, such solitary terrorists differ from society at large in one crucial way. Almost one out of three had been diagnosed with mental illness or personality disorder before engaging in political violence. They like to use that, don't they? You think George Bush Jr. has a mental illness? He's really fucked up. That guy he's a homicidal maniac. But I don't hear anybody out there doing a study on George Bush Jr. and how insane he was and how many people he's responsible for killing and the fact that he's a war criminal. Or personality disorder before engaging in political violence. You know, some guys get on their motorcycle and go out and do a crime, being a lone individual, and others climb in an airplane and drop tons of bombs on people. Who is the nut? Who is the criminal? Who is insane? Another study concentrated on 98 U.S. perpetrators found that approximately 40% had recognizable, wait a minute here, hold it, Hold it. My damn deal jumped here off the screen. As a group, such solitary, unconventional warriors differ from society at large in one crucial way. Almost one out of three have been Fortunately, what makes lone wolves so difficult to detect beforehand renders them more impotent when they strike. Well, that's true. One person usually can't do something really, really big, like conquer a country like Iraq and destroy most of the people. They're more conservative. Because such individuals don't have a larger network of financing and training, you can say that again, and may be disturbed as well. Well, fuck, I'm disturbed. Boy, every time I look around see the news, I get disturbed. Are you disturbed when you see all this shit on TV and all this bombing everybody and droning everybody? Doesn't that disturb you? So I guess we're disturbed. They're likely to have a far less sophisticated skill set when it comes to arming themselves or planning attacks. That's true, unless they've done it over a period of long years and educated themselves and put information together slowly but surely and then sit there ready to go. Terrorism researcher Ramon Spaji of Australia's Victoria University created a database of 88 identified lone wolves who perpetrated attacks between 1968 and 2010 in 15 countries. Now, you know, James Earl Ray was a lone wolf. Yeah, he was a lone wolf. And then our friend who was terminated at the penitentiary this last year, you know, I feel bad. I don't remember his name. He was a lone wolf. What he found should dispel some of the fear now being associated with lone wolf terrorism, and so the increasingly elaborate and overzealous government planning around it. No, the government and the media work hand in hand. The government says there may be lone wolves out there, and then the media go crazy. Corporate media goes absolutely bonkers, and it goes around the world, around the world, around the world, around the world, lone wolf, lone wolf, lone wolf. And they get people, that gets the sheep all running around in the pen. Oh, man, it's terrible. Run for your lives. The lone wolves are here. The spies identified 198 total attacks for those 88 solo actors. Just 1.8% of the 11,235 recorded terrorist incidents worldwide. Since lone wolves generally don't have the know-how to construct bombs, as Unabomber did, they usually rely on firearms and attack soft targets. Well, I don't know. There's enough books in the library now on bombs, and it's all over the place. I don't have the balls to build a bomb. I think bombs are not a very nice way to carry on a struggle. And they're dirty, and they kill a lot of innocent people. But anybody could probably build a bomb. Of course, one out of every 10 that do will blow themselves up. Like, I remember meeting a guy, oh God, this is 30 years ago, that was undercover with some, I think a federal agency or something, but he got out of it. And in Greenwich Village up there in New York, these radical leftists, I don't know, were the SDS or what, I don't remember now, but this this gal that inherited the Fells Napa fortune, you know, they used to be a big soap company, Fells, I think, she was running around like Patty Hearst with these radical guys. And this guy's job was to teach him how to make bombs. And he did. But he left one little thing out when he trained him. And not too long after that, the whole house blew up and killed everybody in it. I don't know whether he was telling me the truth or not. I do know that the house, I do know I read in a paper where the house blew up and killed some of these people. Therefore, Spaj found that the average lethality rate was 0.062 deaths per attack, while group-based terrorists average 1.6 people per attack. See? That's your VNN and Stormfront people and Hollywood Nazis. That's why, you know, these guys keep talking about they don't commit violence, or this group, they don't believe in violence or anything like that. But it seems like all the people who go out and kill somebody that belong to these groups, they're card-carrying members. I can't say offhand of any one person that I've ever known that actually went out and killed people, or a bunch of people. I've known of these people, because they're in the news and in the right wing. But actually, people who worked with me, no, not one. But yet, the right wing will point fingers and say, we're dangerous people. I have stopped more violence than they will ever know, because I've been around a lot of young people that wanted to do violence, and they wanted to do bad things, and I talked them out of it. Of course, I'll never get credit for it. Inside the United States, 136 people died due to individual terrorist attacks between 1940 and 2012. Only 136 people. Each death undoubtedly a tragedy, but still a microscopic total compared to the 14,000 murders the FBI has reported in each of the last 5 years. And just add up the Black Ku Klux Klan figures. Boy, I'll tell you. In other words, you shouldn't be losing sleep over lone wolf attacks. I don't think people are. The media try to get them all excited and scared. But only a few little old ladies ever thought Al-Qaeda was going to come to Warsaw, Indiana and plant a bomb. Most of these people out there are so brain dead, they don't. If Al-Qaeda marched down my hometown street here with flags flying, they would think they're making a movie. As an American, the chance that you'll die in any kind of terrorist violence is infinitesimal to begin with. In fact, you're four more times likely to die from being struck by lightning. If anything, the present elevation of the lone wolf, unconventional warfare people, to existential threat status in Washington creates the kind of fear the government overreach that the perpetrators of such attacks want to promote. Of course they do. There's big money in homeland security and more weapons for the military and all that stuff. They've got to have it. They got to, you know, why do you think they want to have more crime? Well, they can build bigger prisons. Prisons are big money. If individual terrorists are the new nightmare, it's only because we allow them to be. Well, tell the press. Tell them to back off and tone it down. Put me on TV and I'll explain it to them. They're not going to do that anymore. They learned their lesson back in the 80s. Lone wolf, and then they've got our symbol, the equal sign with the cross through it, and then they got Muslim. That's interesting. That must be a secret code from some guy I know who was behind writing the article. During the December hostage crisis at the cafe in Sydney, Australia, orchestrated by Man Haran Monis, an Iranian immigrant, former CIA deputy director Michael Morrell had his dire prediction. Quote, "We're going to see this kind of attack here," unquote, he told CBS this morning. Quote, "It shouldn't surprise people when this happens here. Sometime over the next year or so, it's guaranteed." Yeah. Flee to the hills. They're coming. This was typical of the recent rhetorical escalation by officials and former officials in the national security state when it comes to this kind of terror. But Morrell's prediction was no prediction at all. Such attacks do occur here. One had, for instance, been solved a little more than a month earlier. Eric Matthew Frine was apprehended the day before Halloween through an intensive search in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania after shooting two state troopers outside a police barracks with a sniper rifle. That was over some kind of, I don't know, weird get-even type thing. Had nothing to do with, really, politics that I know of. You know, people do go off the rails once in a while. Cops go off the rails, too. Officer Corporal Byron K. Dixon II died while Trooper Alex T. Douglas was wounded. Frine, whom authorities initially called an anti-government survivalist, well, the way things are now, I can't see why everybody in the country is at least anti-government, maybe not a survivalist. If you're pro-government today, you're nuts. Was eventually charged with two terrorism counts after he told police that the shootings were a way to wake people up. Isn't that the old right-wing slogan, we're going to wake people up? We're going to wake them up. Well, then what are they going to do? Well, just wake them up. They'll do right. Bullshit, I've been attempting to wake people up for 45 years. I might as well went out on the main street down there in Southern California and pissed in the Pacific Ocean. They also found a letter he had written to his parents stating that he wanted to ignite a fire because only another revolution can get us back to the liberties we once had. True statements. I agree with him. But you're not going to do it by shooting a couple of state cops. And it's not going to happen yet until the empire keeps eating its tail. That's what you got to depend on. We don't have to do much. It's the empire that's killing itself through predatory capitalism and empirism, taking over countries all over the world. The whole world hates the government of the United States. So they're doing the work for us. Why does anybody need to throw their life away on it? You know, it may come a time for that, but not now. The government's doing a great job of eating itself alive, even without Obama. Once in a while, I get the idea Obama's more mentally healthy than a lot of the white guys up there. You know, don't tell anybody I said that. They'll run me out of the right wing again. Individual violence like this, whether labeled as terrorism or not, is nothing new. It's been dealt with for decades without the kind of panic, fear-mongering, and measures being instituted today. Well, I remember when I was a little kid around here, right? Just a few miles from where I'm at right now, a guy killed his wife. I think it was just his wife. He went on the run, and he was running through the cornfields and everything, and they had a posse out. They finally got him, drug him away, put him in an electric chair. So these things have been going on since the beginning of time. After all, according to Spage, between 1968 and 2010, 45% of all individual unconventional warfare attacks recorded in 15 countries occurred in the United States. Whoa! We better move to Guatemala. However, Spaz and his research partner, Mark Hamm, discovered these figures are distinctly bloated. The reason is simple. Including in them are numerous examples of individual terrorist acts inspired by Al-Qaeda-style ideology that actually resulted from law enforcement instigating or aiding plots. Oh, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't set people up. Like that guy they caught in Times Square with some kind of a screwball destructive device smoking out the side of his car or something. And they grabbed him and made a big deal. My God, he was going to blow up Times Square. I don't think he had enough juice in that little so-called bomb to blow up a parking meter. All set up by the feds. They do it all the time. Because if you don't go out there and be stupid and do the job for them, if you don't go out there and go off half-cock shooting some Washington Carver Brown Negro on the street, well, then they got to do that stuff for you or encourage and give you money to do it. so they can get a lot more money for their budgets and so forth like that. It's big business. Spodge and Ham found that at least 15 out of these had occurred between 2001 and 2013. In them, a lone perpetrator would actually be involved with and often directed or encouraged by a government informant or undercover agents. There you go. Go ahead, join a Klan, join the Hollywood Nazis, join the Stormfront and all that. Go to their meetings and then get set up. Stupid. This adds up to about 25% of the post-9/11 cases of lone wolfism in the United States, though the label is hardly accurate under the circumstances. These are essentially government stings, which not only inflate the number of individual terrorism incidents in the U.S., but disproportionately focus law enforcement attention on American Muslim communities. Yeah, well, that's it for today, boys and girls. There's more to this. I think I'll come back and do it tomorrow. So you, all you lone wolves out there, watch out, because they're after you, man. You're bad boys, and you're probably nuts. They said you're mentally unstable. You may have a belief system, and you can't have a belief system in this time and age. No belief systems allowed. And don't get all haughty and yell and scream about it, or they'll carry you away. 14-5. Tommy's out of here. Oh, yeah, I gave you the wrong date, because I started this show on Saturday, and then I found out the webmaster had sent out a show. So I had done about 20 minutes of a show on Saturday, using the Saturday date. The date is actually today, February the 9th, 2015. So, I'm alright. Thank you.
when you feel the shadow crossing. Eagles in